How often did we hear that the war with Iraq was proper because of Saddam's flagrant disregard for United Nations resolutions? Although it's true that Iraq has not been resolution-friendly, other countries have also ignored UN mandates. Indonesia disregarded mandates to withdraw from East Timor, which finally won its independence in 1999 after a 24-year-long U.S.-backed occupation. Turkey ignored resolutions 353 and 354 to get it to leave Cyprus. Several countries have had even more violations than Iraq. Israel, for example, has 30, Turkey more than 20, and Morocco more than 15. Morocco was asked in 1975 to withdraw its forces of occupation from the Western Sahara, but it ignored that request, and Morocco has defied more recent resolutions calling for an internationally supervised referendum to be voted on by the Western Saharan population. This defiance has been supported by Bush 43. More important, since when can one country decide that a Security Council resolution has been breached without the consent of the other member nations? This is a basic Security Council guideline which the United States accepted when it signed on as a member of the Community of Nations. It was often argued that war was justified since Iraq violated Resolution 1441, which put it in material breach. But 1441 didn't automatically allow the United States to start a war. Even our own ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte, offered this view. He said, there's no automaticity, and this is a two-stage process. And in that regard, we have met the principal concerns that have been expressed for the resolution. Whatever violation there is or is judged to exist will be dealt with in the Security Council, and the Council will have an opportunity to consider the matter before any other action is taken. But that consideration was not to be. There are a number of other questionable arguments. We were told that there were links to Al